This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
I am Glenda Geek from Lexington, Kentucky.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to a special recorded episode of Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 23rd, 2011, episode 235, sponsored today by Kentucky Performance Products. We are so excited to bring you the special musical episode today, highlighting one of our very faithful listeners and a terrific musician. We will be back live on Monday morning, but for now, good morning, horse world.
Jamie, that was All Hands on Deck by the Rigel Band. And that person playing that unbelievable fiddle in there is our guest today. Howdy, Jamie. Are you there?
I said, hello, Glenn. Sorry, you have to actually turn your microphone on. Hello, Glenn.
How long have we been doing this, Jamie?
Well, listen, I was rocking out to the music and I was jamming and I was like playing some air drums and I was worried I was going to hit it. So I had to turn my mic off.
Does it make you want to get out your guitar, by the way, that kind of music?
No, because I could never keep up with that ever. What it does make me want to do is drink a black and tan, a little mix of Guinness and Bass, sit down at an Irish pub and rock out, basically.
And that's exactly what you're supposed to do when you listen to that music. And of course, you know, this is my kind of music. This is Renaissance Fair music. This is what I listened to for 10 years when we had our acting company. And I absolutely love Celtic music. So I'm so excited about today. Let's introduce our guest. She is a listener to the Horse Radio Network, a listener to Horses in the Morning. That's how we met her in the first place. Her name is Shay. You know, she has a last name, but I kind of think Shay is kind of one of those one person with the one word names. You know, you don't need the last name when it's Shay Moran. And she began her musical career at the age of four, when she chose the violin as her instrument. After a few years of perfecting her fiddling style and a couple of visits to Canada, Shay honed in on the powerful Cape Breton style, fiddling as her sound. Get this, Jamie. At the age of 13, she began touring with local Celtic bands, and by 14, had released her first studio album. Since then, she has also branched out into Eastern European music, jazz, and bluegrass. The Rigel Band is a foot-stomping blend of Irish, Scottish, and Cape Breton music wrapped up in an irresistible modern Celtic genre. Known for their energetic powerhouse performances, they leave audiences craving more and drinking a lot. Which is interesting because I don't even think Shay is old enough to drink. Let's say hello to her. Good evening, Shay.
Hi, good evening. Hi, Glenn. Hi, Jimmy.
It's good. I love that it's good evening for y'all, and it's, you know, pretty much morning for everybody listening, and it's midday
true.
For me. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Shay.
Oh, yes, all of the day to you.
Well, yeah. There you go. Well, thank you, Shay. This is fun. We tried to do this once before, and Shay needed to get to a better cell connection, so we had to redo the beginning of the show. So this is round two for us, but she's standing underneath a cell tower with her phone held in the air. Is that right?
That's right. If you hear, you know, strange sounds, it might be me, like, getting hit by a car or something, but everything's good.
Okay.
It's all good right now.
Okay, good. Now, we introduced you also as a listener. You do listen to the show, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You guys, I was listening to Tack and Habit earlier, and I was like, I've got to get myself to Target and get some perky jerky.
Perky jerky has been a topic of conversation on that show for sure with Helena and I. Well, we're so appreciative of you being here. You are one of the youngest musical guests that we have had, and I'm going to ask your age right now because you're so young, nobody cares about telling their age. So how old are you now? We know you did your first album at 14.
Yes. Well, I mean, it goes against my code because a woman is never supposed to tell her real age or weight.
Yeah, Glenn.
But
yeah, Glenn.
I will make an exception, I guess.
Okay.
I am 18.
Okay, Jamie. She's 18. You know how long you played the guitar to try and get good at it. She's 18, and you heard her fiddle playing there. It's unbelievable, really.
You have an amazing talent. And I guess my question would be, where does one go with mad skills on the fiddle like this?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Just playing, aren't you?
I'm hoping for someone to tell me, you know?
Well,
God.
Let's start at the beginning. You started playing at the age of four with the violin?
Yeah. Yep.
Did you come from a musical family? Tell me about your family.
No, I did not come from a musical family, but I did come from an Irish family. So you know how that goes. We like to keep our heritage alive.
Well, judging by the red hair you have, it fits perfectly. So now, were you practicing a lot back then? Were you taking lessons at the age of four? And how you know, you must have been doing a lot to by the age of 13, you were touring.
Yeah, actually, I'm a horrible procrastinator. So my mom would have to, you know, stand over me with a stick and beat me to play. And no, but I would have like little lessons. I'd start out with like, you know, 15 minutes, and then it would increase to like a half hour, and then pretty soon it was an hour, and then an hour and a half. And, you know, and now I have to be careful because when I start, I'll just keep practicing for several hours. And I'll be like, oh, my gosh, I've spent 2.5 hours on this.
Well, you can tell the practice has paid off. That's for certain. So now, when you started at the age of 13 doing your touring with local Celtic bands, was that to just a local club? Did they even let you in local clubs, by the way?
Well, you know, it was one of those things where we all kind of, you know, looked the other way, and the bar owner would look the other way. And but now it's all legal, so.
Yeah, you're 18. You still can't drink in them, but at least you can play in them.
I still can't. Hey, but it's legal in Ireland, right? So I just got to get gigs in Ireland.
That's the way to have a goal there, Shay.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's your answer, Jamie. She can't wait to drink and play in Ireland.
Yeah. Free beer, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. That's the way I want to do it. Well, that was a little awkward because, you know, we wouldn't tell anybody my age when we were performing, and then people would be like, oh, we'll buy the band a round of drinks. And we're like,
Coke for her. Coke, she only drinks
Coke. No, for her, yeah. She's allergic to alcohol.
Tell them that you've spent years in AA and that it's just really against your judgment to go ahead and start drinking, and they'll leave you alone pretty quick. Just say, I'm an AA. Just go ahead and throw that out there.
You know, I didn't even think of that. I did not have a forethought for that one.
Yeah, but then when you get to be 21, nobody's going to serve you anything. So
I know
that may be a bad
one. That's the way it's working. Yeah,
that's when you say, "I'm off the wagon, people. Bring it on."
It's all good.
Here we are trying to corrupt minors. Her parents are going to be so happy we're having this conversation.
Yeah, we're terrible. We're terrible influences. I'm sorry,
Mom
Shay's parents.
Yeah.
It's okay. They're used to it.
I bet. Well, you tour in a band with three good-looking guys. How did that happen, by the way?
You know, the only conclusion I can come to is I must smell.
You must
I'm
what?
Thinking I'm scared. I must smell because I scared all the other girls away. You know, when you always smell like horse manure and hay and shavings, and you know, you always look very disheveled. A lot of non-horsey people just don't get that. So, but guys don't really seem to care. So I'm thinking maybe that's how it came about.
That brings up the question. So you're a fiddle player, and you've been practicing since the age of 4, and you're also a horse chick. Tell us about your life with horses.
Yeah, well, you know, it all goes hand in hand, because if you are even around horses at all when you're small, or like, you know, mothers have to be really careful when they're pregnant. If they even go to like a horse barn or something, they don't realize it, but the infant takes all of it in, and it will make an addict. You know, they're very, very susceptible. And of course, my mom had horses when I was little, so there was no getting out of it. So she had them when I was young, and so I kind of grew up, and she'd throw me on the back of them and do a lunge lesson with me and my brother, or, you know, whatever. So then she would have different horses pass through her life, and so we saw that. And then because we moved a lot and stuff like that, in my young sort of grade school age, horses weren't really possible to have in that sort of situation. So then finally we settled down a little bit, and it, you know, horses just fell right back into our life when I was like 13, 14. So, and then they're right back again, and now it's crazy. But yeah.
Well, I want to find out what kind of riding you've done, but first I want to play another song because I want to hear you play again. So where did this, what's the story behind the song Things Are Hotting Up?
The story behind this song is actually, my brother is the pianist in the band, and he used to like composing, and it's what he thought he was going to. So he went to composing camps and all that stuff. So he was always diddling around composing stuff. And he composed a violin etude for me, probably when I was about 10 or 11. And he gave me the music, and he said, all right, here's something I composed for you. And I looked at it, and I was like, I can't play this. This is impossible. This is so hard. And so, of course, I was very disgruntled, and I sort of threw it on the shelf. And I was like, you wrote stuff that's too hard, and I'm all upset. And so then when we formed the band a few years later, we brought it back out, and we're like, oh, maybe we could do something with it, you know? So we sort of chopped up the song and created Things Are Hotting Up. But thankfully, I ended up taking the etude to my violin teacher, and he's like, yeah, two whole parts of this are not even playable on the violin. So made me feel a little bit better.
So it wasn't just you. You weren't just mad at your brother for no reason.
Yeah. He still told me, though, I should have been able to play the whole thing if I was good enough, though.
I want to hear more about playing in a band with your brother, too. There's some stories there. But let's listen to this very difficult Things Are Hotting Up. And this is by, it's Rigel Band. Am I saying that right, aren't I?
That is correct. Yep.
Okay, good. And this is Things Are Hotting Up.
Shay and the Rigel Band. Shay, holy cow. My fingers are sore listening to that because I can't even imagine how hard that is to play that song. And your brother composed that?
Yeah, he's crazy.
That's awesome. Well, congrats to you. That is Finn. Your parents must be just unbelievably proud. Was music incredibly important to them?
Yeah, it really was. My mom, when she was, or when we were really young, she was younger too, you know how that goes. She said, you know, well, you guys have to play an instrument. I'll let you pick what instrument, but you have to learn to play one instrument. And we'll pay for all the lessons, but you need to learn an instrument. So that was always something that was very important to her, that we bring music into our lives, which is really cool.
So you chose the fiddle. And what did your, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one older brother and two younger sisters.
And so does everybody play an instrument?
Yep. Right now? We all play an instrument. Yep.
Well, obviously your brother was the piano. Yeah. What about your sisters?
Actually, they follow the same pattern. One plays violin and the other plays piano.
Are they all hope? You think your two sisters will be in the band at some point?
Oh, they very well might. You know, I got to watch out. They're getting really good. They're probably actually going to replace us.
Oh, I doubt it. Well, I got to ask you, your band's name is the Rigel Band. What does that mean?
Rigel actually was a name that my brother brought forward, and he had researched about different stars and constellations, and there is the constellation called Rigel, and it's in for the star called Rigel and cluster. You know, you can tell how much I know astronomy, but it's in the constellation Orion, and Rigel is a cluster of like four of the brightest stars in the constellation. And we're like, oh, you know, there's four members of the band. How perfect is that? You know, now looking back on it, it seems a little prideful, but we're like, oh, okay, you know, that's cool. Rigel.
We are the four brightest stars in the solar system. Let's play.
Yeah, that's right.
No, it's awesome.
We're setting ourselves up there.
I think that's really cute, actually. I think it's good. So we were talking a little bit about your horses, and I want to get back to, you never really talked about what kind of riding you do.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm stuck up in a little angle, so I ride dressage. And,
right,
yeah, it's been good so far.
But I bet you do musical, you do some musical dressage too, don't you?
Freestyle.
Oh, yeah, musical freestyle is definitely the goal, sure.
And now the question everybody has in their mind, do you use your own music?
I would never use my own music. I don't think I could listen to it that much. Quite honestly, I can't even listen to it now. I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have done that better.
We're torturing you today, aren't we? Making you listen to your own music.
Oh yeah, this is just awful, you guys. You know, I do want to drink. This is bad.
You know, Jamie can't listen back to the show. She will not listen to herself on the shows. You two are the same.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I totally agree with her on that one. Is there something about like listening to yourself? It's hard.
Shay, I can't even imagine adding a musical component to it. I mean, this is just me talking, but actually having a skill and displaying that is, it's got to be so horrifying. I mean, I guess people do it all the time, but I couldn't do it. So good on you for being able to do this show with us today.
Well, actually, the thing that terrifies me is like speaking and singing. So I don't do any singing because I'm terrified of that. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, it's my voice. It's like out there.
Now, can you sing though? If we're being honest, do other people think you sing well?
You know, I never sing, so nobody knows. Yeah, that's a little secret.
All right, you know what? It's tough.
Here's the warm up. Let's have her do it, Glenn.
Oh, okay.
We're overcoming your fears today. Let's hear you sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Go.
Yeah, no, not happening. It's so nice. I'm afraid for your guys' ears, you guys. Seriously, no, it could do some damage.
Nobody's listening. It's just us.
Yeah, seriously.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's not tens of thousands listening around the world.
Yeah, that's our very reassuring.
So, Shay, tell us about the members of your band. Who's in your band?
Well, my brother, Evan, and then we have the guitar player, who's very talented. He seems to pick up a new wooden instrument every week, and his name is Mark Billhorn. He plays mandolins and guitars and electric guitar, so all that stuff is him. And then on drums, we have Phil Reese, and yeah, he actually lives another state away right now, unfortunately.
So it's hard to get together and practice, isn't it?
Yeah, practicing gets interesting.
Yeah. So tell me about this brother thing. So you're in a band with your older brother. How much older is he?
He's 3.5 years.
Oh, so he can drink.
So
you're in a band with your older brother. How hard is that? Do you guys ever fight like on stage?
We don't fight on stage. Most of the fist fighting is done backstage, either before or after we go on. But, yeah, so most people don't see that.
Now, I have to take his side a little bit here, too, because he's playing with his younger sister. I mean, you know, when he got his driver's license, he didn't even want to take you places.
Yeah, but Glenn, you have to understand that right now he has a designated driver.
Oh,
he's
that's
brilliant.
True. That's true. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's actually so true. It's a problem because now all the guys in the band are older than me and can drink. So when we go on gigs, they're like, yeah, you're just the designated driver. And they're like, and then when you get too old to be the designated driver, they're like, you're out of the band. We're going to replace you with one of your younger sisters. So my time is limited.
Now, are you out of school at this point, or are you still in school?
No, I'm out of school. So yeah, heading into college, but I'm actually taking this semester off to be a working student. So I've decided to really plunge myself into classical dressage.
Oh, so you are a working student now, or going to be?
I'm a working student at a dressage barn. So.
Oh wow! So yeah. You really are diving into dressage.
Apparently, yeah. We'll see if I last.
So is it, you know, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it, Jamie? And I didn't even think about this before, that somebody's really into music would be into dressage, because you got the whole rhythm thing and you understand all of that intuitively. Would you, yes, no? Am I talking
yes.
out my armpit here?
I'm gonna say yes, but I really can't say that with confidence.
Jamie, what do you think?
I know plenty of people that ride dressage that are definitely not musical. So I think you're talking, like you said, out of your armpit.
Okay,
but whatever. It's cool. It's a good theory, Glenn.
I was trying. I was really trying here.
Let's just make a rule that you don't talk about dressage anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't work well.
Let's play a song.
Yeah, let's play a song. But let's do our commercial for our sponsor for this show. And then we're going to play a song. Now, tell us about Bandura.
Bandura is an Eastern European waltz, and I can't even remember how I found it. I think it was, I don't know, heard it somewhere, picked it up somewhere, and I just love the song, and we kind of made it our own and added a little intro and styled it up, but yeah, we love that song. It's fun.
Yeah, I do too, and we're going to play that in just a minute, and I want to also find out if you write music yourself. I know your brother does. We'll find that out after we have the commercial and play Bandura.
All right. Well, we would like to thank Kentucky Performance Products for being our sponsor of today's show. They are a dedicated supporter of several of the Horse Radio Network shows, and KPP offers a variety of great supplements, and one of those is Caraform. Caraform is a source of biotin, iodine, and zinc, which are shown to support the maintenance of healthy hooves and hair. These ingredients are combined with lecithin and full-fat soybeans to provide a source of essential fatty acids, an ingredient that's supports a normal, healthy hair coat. Yeast cultures are included to play a role in the maintenance of normal digestive function, making Caraform a well-rounded, affordable supplement. To find out more about this and all of KPP products, visit kppusa.com, or you can call 1-800-772-1988. And to learn more about horse nutrition and interact with Kentucky Performance Products experts, please be sure to go to their Facebook page.
Thank you. Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. This is a special musical episode of Horses in the Morning brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. I am Glenn the Geek, and I am here with Jamie Jennings, and we are also joined by the incredible Fiddler Shay. I'm not even going to use your last name. That is perfect name to have one name, Shay. I like it. So that, and that was Bandura, which you're right, Shay, was really different. It was more like a waltz.
Yeah, definitely. It's a good dancing tune.
Yeah, it was different than the other two that, you know, the other couple that we've heard from you today. Now, do you guys, what kind of places do you play? Do you play at clubs? Do you play in competitions?
Yeah, well, we don't really do competitions. Unfortunately, where we're located, there's not a lot of that going
on. Where are you located? Let's tell everybody where you are located.
Well, undisclosed location, you know. But yeah,
that's not good actually, for a band, by the way. You want them to know where you are, so
yeah, really. You guys just call us, and we'll come from wherever. Yeah, we're actually in Wisconsin, so up near Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's a perfect place for a Celtic band in Madison, Wisconsin.
Is it?
No, I was being sarcastic, Shay.
Yeah, I know. The Celtic epicenter of the world here.
So now you're in Wisconsin. So you play clubs, you play fairs, concert, you know, what kind of things do you do?
Yeah, we play festivals. And actually, though, as much as I want to diss Wisconsin, we do have the largest Irish Fest in the U.S. here,
which is
the Milwaukee Irish Fest. Yeah. Thankfully to all the beer drinking that goes on in Milwaukee, they're like, hey, let's celebrate a cult race so we can have an excuse to drink beer.
Kind of makes sense.
Makes sense. It's a logical explanation, right?
So do you play at that Irish Festival every year then?
We do. We actually unfortunately got booked for something else on that day this year, but normally we've played there like the past 3 or 4 years now. So yeah. It's a good time.
Do you have a favorite gig?
No, not really.
Okay.
Maybe we haven't played enough places. I do like the festivals. They're very fun.
Well, yeah, people are there to party and have a good time, and they're just relaxed, and they're it's usually outdoors, which is kind of fun, too.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Whereas some of the pubs, you can get it where people are like, I'm trying to watch, you know, the football game or the soccer game, and I really don't want to be distracted by your guys' noise over there in the corner, so... You know, it gets a little bit different.
Yeah, we did whole shows that people paid money to come see, and it was that way. So I know how it is.
Yeah, that's true.
So tell me, do people comment on your age and how good you are at your age?
Sometimes, yeah, when they find it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, otherwise I'm in my 30s, so.
She's so young looking.
Yeah,
oh my
she
gosh.
She doesn't look like she's in her 30s. I can tell you that right now. For those that haven't seen a picture, we're going to post a picture in our show notes. We'll post a picture of the whole band of you in the red dress there. And your hair is as bright as your dress.
Yeah, I know. Maybe red is you know, enough redheads have told me. They're like, yeah, you don't wear red, honey. You have red hair. You don't need to wear it. I'm like, oh, okay. Oops.
Got that one wrong. So now, do you hope, what are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for business.
Well, that's good. You'll be able to run the band that way and make sure they make money and don't blow it all.
Forget that,
yes,
girl.
Exactly.
You'll be able to run the barn. Hello.
That is the plan, actually. That's so true. A tax shop. That's what I'm going to run.
Yay!
Well, now tell us, I want to play one more song, and then I want to ask you one or two more questions, and we'll have to wrap up for the day. The song Vivid is one of my favorites. Tell me about Vivid.
Vivid is actually one that my brother and I wrote together. We were up in Canada. And apparently, since we were surrounded by that music up there, just inspiration sort of fell on us. And we just sat down one evening and we just wrote the whole thing. And it was pretty cool. I wish we could do that more often on demand. But so we just kind of, you know, I would be like, okay, here's a, you know, part I like. Let's see if we can throw this in there. And he'd be like, all right, we'll do this. And then we brought it back. And then our guitarist, Mark, was like, oh, yeah, so this will work perfectly. And I can play this. And it just laid itself right out. So it was very cool.
You wrote this in one night?
Yeah, I know. I wish we could do that more often. We would be much more productive.
Well, let's take a listen to Vivid, written in one night, everybody. Keep that in mind.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was over or not. That is the Rigel Band. That is Shay Moran, who is on the line with us right now doing our special musical episode, and we certainly do appreciate that. But before we get to her, I've got to tell you about Pocket Stable. How do you keep track of your horse's information, like farrier visits and shots? Do you have a box full of receipts, post-it notes, maybe? Or perhaps you just don't keep track at all and just try to guess when the last time your horse was shod? Well, the solution to the problem is right there on your your iPhone, and it's called Pocket Stable. It keeps all of your horse's information in one easy-to-get-to place, including vaccines, worming, farrier, and dentist visit, even the weight of your horse. Find Pocket Stable in the App Store on your iPhone, or you can visit them at pocketstable.com.
Well, Shay, that last one that you wrote there, Vivid, with your brother, you know when you write songs, I wanted to remind you that you're supposed to write yourself an easy part and everybody else the hard part.
Oh, that makes so much sense now.
You apparently missed that memo. I just thought I'd help you.
Gosh. So I should actually maybe write parts for myself that I can play and not have to call in another fiddler to do for me.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That would save us so much headache. Oh, yeah.
Well, that was wonderful. I absolutely love that. And I love all the different variety in that tune, actually. Well, I have a couple of more questions, and then we're going to let you go. I am going to play the show out today with a song called Gallows Hill. Tell us about that first.
Gallows Hill is one of those, dark songs. Because you have all those happy Irish songs, and then... You know, they're very melancholy people. When they're not happy and drinking, then they're very melancholy. So that's a good example of that. And Gallows Hill was one I actually found a traditional song. I think it was an Irish or Scottish traditional song, and it was named Gallows Hill. And I was like, oh, that's intriguing. I've got to learn that. So I picked up that tune, and then I just, that one's in there, and then I wrote the rest of the song around it. So, yeah, it was a good opportunity. It was a great song to tie in for that. And then we just decided to name it Gallows Hill because we're like, oh, what a absolutely dramatic name. It's perfect.
Well, we're going to let everybody end the show today with the depressing dramatic song.
Oh, God.
Love it.
Now, you are making me sick here. I've been sitting here thinking, I feel so inadequate now. You play unbelievably. You write this music, and you're 18 years old. I just feel, I don't know, I feel inadequate.
Listen,
you're
Glenn.
Kidding, right? You're horrible. You have how many horse radio shows that you have now?
Yeah, but all I have to do is talk. Anybody can do that.
Oh, my gosh. That's what terrifies me. So I'm sorry, sir. But that is horrible.
Shay, I think what he's getting at is he would like some fiddle lessons. And if you're up for that, then he'd be more than
good
happy.
Good luck with that. I have no music.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Next time I'm in Kentucky, it's going to happen.
Okay. I'm tone deaf, but I'll give it a try. You just tell me where to move my hands. As long as I don't have to listen to it, I'm fine. So
yeah, oh, for sure.
Now, what do you want to go? You're going to college. Do you hope to play in college?
I don't know. You know, a lot of the stuff in college is classical, so they'd probably kick me out. I'm just all over the board. I can't focus.
Yeah,
so.
So you can't you couldn't play a 10-minute classical tune by Bach?
I don't think I could. I think I would scream. I don't know if I could do that. You know, then that would drive me to drink. You know, that's not good.
For almost 10 years when I had the acting company and we did the Medieval Feast, we had a band that played with us, and they played a lot of Celtic. And the fiddler was always a guy, and you see this too everywhere you go with the Celtic bands. The fiddler is the one that's throwing the hair, jumping all over stage. Really, they're the wild one. And you got long red hair. Are you that person?
I'm that person. Yeah.
I thought so.
I don't get enough exercise riding horse, so I look at that as my workout. So they had to get me like a wireless pack and stuff because I'll leave the stage and. It's awful. They have to go and catch me at the end of the shows and bring me back.
I have to tell you, Jamie, those are the fiddlers. Fiddlers are so much fun to watch. The good ones are really fun to watch. At Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the fiddler is the main part of that show every year, and he's just wild. But they're so much fun to watch, and they really do make the show and make the band. They're the ones everybody's looking at.
Oh, I totally believe it. I mean, and it sounds like to me, listening to the music, not to slight the rest of your band members, but you're kind of...
like just throwing them under the bus here.
You're the one who's like popping out. I mean, when I hear this, the first thing you hear is the fiddle. So listen, we would like to congratulate you on all your hard work. I don't care if you're 18 or 28 or 58, you've got some mad skills. It doesn't matter how long you've been practicing. Obviously, it was a gift, and just keep it up. Where can people find out, you know, if they're in your area, where can they, is there a website they can go to where they can find out where you guys are going to be playing?
Yeah, for sure. Well, we are at, right now our website is under construction because I'm not, you know, incredibly skilled in the computer area. So I'm working on getting it up, but it is rigelband.com, and that should be up very soon. I keep saying that, but yep. And then you can also, if you just search for Rigel Band in like a search bar or browser or whatever, it will pop up. And so all our shows will be on there, and probably any place we're playing will be listed on there, and it'll all come up. The internet, our greatest friend.
And I want to spell it for everybody. That's R-I-G-E-L Band. So I did want to spell that. Thank you so much for being on with us, and thank you for being a listener to the show. Jamie and I really appreciate all our listeners, and we want to thank you for that too.
Oh gosh, thank you so much, you guys. You've kept me so entertained. Keep them coming.
Okay, good. We will. Yeah, unless Jamie wants to quit, we'll keep them coming.
No, Jamie. Okay, I must say though, Glenn, I did enjoy Black Beauty.
Oh, yay! Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
I was on board.
Who invited her to this party?
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
All of a sudden.
I look forward to that every single time. I was like, oh, God. Yes, Black Beauty.
Just encourage her. Go ahead, Shay. Just encourage her.
Yes, awesome. Yes. I think she should read it again.
Oh, no.
One more time.
We might find another book, but we're not reading that one again. I can tell you that. Well, now I wanted to remind everybody, too, that Jamie and I will be back live Monday morning, 9 a.m. Vacation will be over, and I have to come back to work. And unless I decide to stay in the mountains of Tennessee, I'll be back on Monday morning. So thank you, Shay. We're going to play the day out with your song that you partially wrote called Gallows Hill. Everybody, you have a great weekend. Jamie?
Yes?
Got to do your ending.
Oh, I thought you were about to say something to me. Well, it's my turn to end. Then everybody, please spay, neuter, and geld.
All right, everybody, have a terrific weekend. Thank you, Shay.
Bye, you guys.